You're listening to Tech with Heart, empowering business success in a digital era. Sponsored by Revelio, innovative software solutions that make your business come alive. Here is your host, international best-selling author, speaker, female tech founder, and innovative expert, Michelle Calloway.
Hello and welcome to Tech with Heart. I am your host, Michelle Calloway, and Tech with Heart is all about empowering entrepreneurs to stay competitive and relevant in a rapidly changing online digital environment. And when it comes to getting your message out there, your brand, it is so important for you to know how to create copy, message, how to write it in a way that makes sense, it resonates, and it's inviting and compelling and gets people to take action. So that's what we're going to talk about today and how you can use technology to aid in that process. So with me, I have a very special guest who's very well versed in writing copy, and her name is Louise Harris, and she is a copyright expert and also a novelist. And she's passionate about helping small businesses grow by getting their message across in a way that's easy to understand and motivates action. She is also the president of Last Research and Editing and Christian Marketing Experts, and is the president of the Bay Area Professional Writers Guild. So welcome to the Tech with Heart stage, Louise.
Hi, thank you, Michelle. I am happy to be here.
We are excited to hear what you have to say. Okay, so how can we make writing copy sexy? No, I'm just kidding. That's not my first question. We definitely do want to, encourage those who are listening on what are the first steps, first and foremost, before we even talk tech, which is a mechanism. Let's talk a little strategy. What is the first steps in creating copy for a marketing campaign or an article?
So the first thing you need to do is you have to know who you're writing to. Even authors do this. They do not just write to everyone who could read a book. They write to a specific person. Businesses, entrepreneurs, everybody, they have to figure out who they're writing to first. That is the very first step. The second step is gathering the information. You have to know what you want to talk about, and you have to have that information handy so that you can write it in a way that everybody will understand and it'll be clear. And then the third step is the taking all that information and defining your message into a clear, concise, short piece that everyone will understand.
So you say short piece. I know that there's a difference between like the length of a blog versus length of an article in a magazine versus the length of an email versus the length of text in a social post. Can you just kind of give us any kind of parameters?
Okay, so the rule of thumb for a blog is 300 to 500 words, because you want it long enough that Google will be able to find you, but you want it short enough that people will actually read it. People have short attention spans, so they don't want to read really long dissertations. A press release should be about 400 to 600 words, but no more than one page. A post for Facebook or LinkedIn, or it should really be short. About two or three lines is all people really want to read in a Facebook post. You can, if you like LinkedIn has articles, so you could actually write a longer article on LinkedIn. And Facebook, you could write something a little bit longer, but you're more likely to get the engagement that you're looking for if it's short.
People's attention spans are short, right. You guys. So this is why it's so important. If you know what the goal is of your message, and you kind of know what the structure or the content you're going to put into that message, you can actually formulate what they call a hook. Do you want to talk a little bit about a hook?
Oh, sure. As a novelist, I know all about hooks. And in a hook in a novel is the first sentence. And if you don't capture your readers in the first sentence, you are not going to capture them. A hook in business is basically the same thing, but it's a way to hook in the readers to continue reading the story. And that also in journalism is known as a lead, but it's the same thing. You're still hooking them in to read the story.
Well, thanks for kind of defining what some parameters are for different lengths of articles, and then also the structuring of what kind of how to kind of get out of your head and onto paper a structure of some sort to kind of start writing. Obviously, you are an expert, and if anybody wants to reach out to you, they can. But we want to talk a little bit also about the influx of all of these artificial intelligence copyright tools that are showing up here and there and everywhere. We want to know what your insights are on them. Could you go ahead and share your thoughts?
Okay, I think AI is the way of the future. I have been thinking about this for a while now, and a lot of writers are afraid that AI is going to replace their jobs, and that's not actually going to happen. If you think about the history of communication, we started out with pictures on cave walls, and that progressed to the printing press, and that from the printing press, then we had mass market, and then we had computers. So AI is just the next step in the evolution of communication. We are definitely going to have writers, because a computer doesn't have the emotion that writers bring to whatever they're trying to write. So you can have an AI compile your data and your research and everything, and it'll write it in a very dry and non-emotional format, but then you need the writer to come in and interpret what all that means and help the reader understand why it's important.
So you see artificial intelligence as being an enhancement to a professional copywriter rather than a replacement.
Exactly. I think it'll be an enhancement. And I think writers, instead of being afraid of it, they should embrace it and start using it.
I agree. I think that all business owners need to be more open to embracing technology rather than thinking it's going to potentially end up, you know, removing the need for them. No. It's about how we use the technology that's really going to impact our business growth. So I know I've personally seen quite a few artificial intelligence copyright tools, especially when it comes to like creating like nurturing sequences and emails, et cetera. And it does rely heavily on a human to go in and plug into their algorithm certain types of database. Like, you definitely, back to your original point, right? You need to know the goal of the message. You need to know what are certain keywords that you would want to see used throughout that message, because those you mentioned it a little bit. Google, you want Google to find your article. You want Google to find your message. So it's good that you can utilize these AI tools to kind of use to even help you know what keywords and keyword phrases are actually going to get more attention, because it has the ability to go and do a quick data search with that keyword set to identify if that is indeed the right hook or the right title. And because everything, you know, in the email, people won't even open it if you don't have a hook in that title section of the email.
Your subject heading has to be the right subject heading or people won't open it.
Right. So this is good. This is good that we're talking about it, because artificial intelligence, and so you have tried it, and I know you're going to talk a little bit about plagiarizing. So what are you also seeing in the realms of people utilizing technologies in their copywriting that could potentially get somebody in trouble? You want to talk a little bit about that?
Well, some of the tools that writers can use already is one of the most common being used right now is language tools like Grammarly or Hemingway. I personally like Hemingway better than Grammarly. And basically what they are is you can plug in your article into Grammarly, and it will find the mistakes, but it also tells you the reading level and whether it's too stuffy for the audience that you're trying to present. So that's a really helpful tool. Also, things like WeTransfer, Slack, and Dropbox, they help you move big files from one person to another, especially if you're collaborating around the world. You need to be able to transfer these files, videos, pictures, even a book, if it's already been laid out in InDesign, it's going to be a really huge file that has to be transferred to somewhere else. And that brings up the Adobe Suite. I use that all the time. I like Creative Suite. There are competitors to Adobe, but I personally think that Adobe is the best Creative Suite out there. And I use that all the time.
That's definitely a great resource tool for bigger projects where you need bigger teams. Absolutely, for sure. And I think Adobe Creative Suite is somewhere like $50 or $70-something a month. And everybody gets I think that is a license that you can share up to 3 people. So thank you for that. I also wanted to talk a little bit about, I know there are some people who would just prefer to tell their story, but telling their story out of their mouth, right? And so—
Right, and I was getting to that. That was the next one I was gonna talk about, because I actually have 2 dyslexic clients, and there are software where you can actually talk into the computer and it will type what you say into the computer. Now you need an editor such as myself to go in and fix some of it, because you have things like there and there and there, and the computer doesn't know which one you're talking about all the time, but it is actually getting better and finding the context clues. But that software is really helpful for people who are vision impaired or dyslexic and they want to be able to write a book, and so they can use that, and then it's in the computer without them ever having to see it.
Being able to do business online is crucial for survival, especially during times of social distancing. So how do you survive and thrive in the sea of digital noise? It's a lot like fishing. You need to know who your perfect customer is so that you could use the right kind of lure to attract them. We help you catch your perfect customer and retain them for future sales through highly converting websites, influencer mobile apps, getting you featured in the news and on TV. Hi, my name is Jerry Bowden, U.S. Army veteran and president of Revealio Software Solutions. Our goal is to help you rise above the competition, be seen as an expert authority in your industry, and embrace technology to stay competitive for long-term success. It's more affordable than you may think. So reach out to us at Revealio.com, and together we will make your business come alive.
And another thing I know, because my husband's visually impaired and he became an international best-selling author last year. And so I was so proud of him, right? So there's really, no excuse for you to not share your purpose, your message, your whatever it is that you believe that you need to be sharing with the world in written form, you know, publishing your written word. So what he loves so much is that something as simple as, I think it's a Microsoft product, where he can have the computer and he can change the voice and the tone of the voice that reads back to him, but he can have what has been written read back to him, because you know how it is, right? You're writing, writing, and then all of a sudden you're like, okay, it seems like this should make sense, but now let me hear it if it's read out loud. So that's a good tool.
It is a good tool. And you know, Kindle offers that. If you're just reading a book and you want Kindle to read it for you, Kindle will do that. But I always tell my clients that after you've completed your manuscript, read it out loud, because the ear hears things that the eye will correct. So if there's a misspelling or an awkward sentence, the eye will just correct it and you won't know it's incorrect. But the ear will hear that awkwardness. So you have to hear it out loud.
And there's another tech tip that I learned is that Google will actually favor blog or article content that is written in a more conversational format, which is the way where we hear it and we receive it better, like in a conversation. So that's where it would be really good to have the computer system read it back to you, because you might want to go in and change the flow of that sentence structure or that paragraph so that it feels more human, because they're actually favoring more human conversational written content to be served up on the search engine. And it's good for SEO ranking.
Yes, and I actually heard that too, that Google prefers things that sound natural as opposed to a lot of people like to pick a keyword and then they tell me as a writer, okay, I want you to write this topic and put the keyword in there. And instead of telling me, write the topic, the keywords will actually fall into natural. If you write it naturally, the keywords will fall in. But they want the keyword to be like the first sentence or whatever. And Google actually does not like that because it sounds forced and it will drop you down. So it's better to have me just give me a topic and then I will write the topic and I know that the keywords will fall into that topic because they're naturally used. One of my favorites is teeth cleaning. That's a favorite keyword for dentists. And almost every blog has to have teeth cleaning in it, even though they're not talking about teeth cleaning. But if you write something like, what are the methods of preventing tooth decay? Teeth cleaning will be one of the words that come out of what are the methods of preventing tooth decay. So you can do things with keywords that sound natural and conversational without having to just stuff the words in the article, which doesn't work.
You know, I'm going to also just bring up a point too, that it really does pay off to know who it is you're writing to, because when it comes to publicity or just even speaking on stage, you do need to be very careful about using buzzwords that are only known in your specific industry. So what I always say, rule of thumb, is that when you're writing an article that's going to be posted on platforms like your blog, other people's like LinkedIn, I mean, you can post these articles multiple places, but you really don't know if everybody that's going to read that article is going to understand those acronyms or those phrases or those buzzwords that you use only in your industry. So if you are going to use a buzzword, it would be best if you kind of just describe it in parentheses, what that means. What do you think about that kind of a tactic?
Actually, they teach you that in journalism to downplay the jargon, because your reader is generally not going to know what that jargon is. They also teach you that don't use acronyms because people don't know what they are. So, and I hear acronyms, my husband works for the government, so he's full of acronyms and he'll say them all the time. And I have to stop him and say, what are the acronyms? What does that mean? But I also have people, they'll have me do an article for SEO purposes and they'll put in an acronym and I won't know what that acronym is in when I'm editing the blog. And I have to look it up and then I have to spell it out so that the other reader knows what it is, because that is such a very common mistake and it isn't helpful to the reader and it will lose your message. So,
there is a difference between technical writing and just regular creative copywriting. Marketing jargon should not feel technical. Usually it should feel very like relatable somehow. And so, yeah, if you can dumb your talk down to a fourth grader level, you're going to actually come across very intelligent to those that aren't at your level, but you're also going to be relatable to those that are at your level. They're going to actually appreciate your ability to simplify things and talk to about a topic that is kind of up here at this level and the level down here, so that even noobs, I call them newbies, can understand, the premise, the concepts and stuff like that. And that's what makes you really shine, I think, is when you approach your message in a humanitarian way, no matter what the topic is. You just approach it so that people are able to connect and relate to the message.
Exactly. And that's what we need to do. And that's also the reason that you want to hire a professional writer and a professional editor, because we are used to writing to the general public. We're not writing to the physicists that you're collaborating with or the engineers. And in fact, throughout my career, I was writing environment and I had to deal with environmental engineers all the time. And they would send me stuff and I'd have to translate that so that the regular people could understand what they're talking about. So it is important, but it is what we do. And that's why it is a good thing to have a professional writer on your staff.
Yeah, and I think that as artificial intelligence continues to improve, because you have to realize how we are still in our infancy stage with artificial intelligence, They are getting smarter and better, but it takes a ton of training in order to get an artificial engine to really fully get you anyway. And it's learning, it's constantly learning. So don't disregard the need to incorporate possibly AI to enhance your writing, but definitely realize know that technology is designed to aid humanity. It's not designed to replace humanity, really.
Right.
And so, yeah, with that in mind, we do encourage you to stay open and try new technologies that could aid you. Reach out to people like Louise and say, hey, look, I'm thinking of doing this, but, you know, after listening to you, it sounds like not only can you help me with my strategy, which is so critical. I mean, the AI can't do the strategy for you. But, you know, what would you recommend? How do I proceed? And so, yeah, Louise, tell us how people can reach out to you.
Okay, so my website is www.lastresearchandediting.com. I offer free consultations to anyone who calls or emails. And also, if you just have a question but you don't want to hire me, I offer that as free consultation too. I'm so happy to help somebody, even if it doesn't mean that they're going to give me a contract. So don't worry about that. My phone number is 480-370-3945. And you can email me through my website.
Absolutely. Louise is a very heart-centered leader in the copywriting industry. And that's why I was happy to have her as my guest today to talk to you, our entrepreneurial audience, to give you insights as to what it takes to write good copy. And then obviously the technologies that can aid and abet you in writing good copy and getting it published. But it is always so good to have a good editor in your pocket. And so Louise might be a good fit. So go ahead and reach out to her. But Louise, before we go today, what is like a phrase or a thought that you really would like those that are watching or listening to take with them around the idea of copywriting?
Okay, well, my favorite saying is keep smiling and trusting God. And so that would be my final words, would be keep smiling, because even if you're having a problem, you can work through it and be happy about it. And trust that God is always there to help you.
That sounds like good advice to me. So if you're watching and listening and you are a business expert and you have insights that would help business owners grow their business online through technology, systems, or strategies, please reach out to me at techwithheartnetwork.com. I would love to interview you and have you share your wonderful insights. And if you are an entrepreneur who wants to embrace technologies and be more innovative in your approaches to getting that message out and building your business, and you also really care about human beings and building relationships, then you would be a really great fit for our Tech with Heart community. It's all about empowering entrepreneurs to embrace technologies in a safe, nurturing learning environment so that we can all grow alongside one another. So I invite you to go check us out at techwithheartnetwork.com. Join our community. Let's do great things together. And here is to your success.